Hi, so my name's Eleanor. I'm an artist and a facilitator from Oxford in the UK. And I'm currently based at the Piet Zwart Institute in Rotterdam, where I'm studying a network media MA course there. And the project I'm leading next week is called Yes, No, Maybe. It's part of my graduation project at the Piet Zwart, which you can find here. This is where we're going to be documenting it. Consensus is an experimental research project, and it's looking at, could we apply feminist theories of consensual negotiation to collaborative processes and collaborative graphic design? So it's quite an open research project, and what we do exactly will depend on the interests of people who come along. So I'll just introduce the background of the project and some of the ideas, and then say briefly what we'll be doing starting next week. So I'm here because I'm interested not just in open source software, but in open source ways of doing and open source ways of working more generally. And I'm interested particularly in the question of, when we design our tools, how can we design them in such a way that we encode radically open and radically collaborative social relationships? And I come to this question from my background, which is in doing feminist and anarchist activism in the UK. So I worked with Rape Crisis for several years, who do really good campaigning work on sexual consent. And I also worked in anarchist groups, mainly as a facilitator in consensus decision making. So again, there's an emphasis there on the importance of individual consent as an ethical position. And I think this could be a really interesting ethics as well, that has a lot of obvious links with open source collaboration and LibreGraphics ways of working. So this emphasis on individual consent is what I'm looking at, and it's particularly strong in the feminist movement, of course. These are some of the slogans that we're more familiar with. Yes means yes, no means no. And I think there's a really beautiful ethical position in here, which is a very, very strong insistence that active and enthusiastic participation is really necessary for any kind of meaningful collaboration. So if anybody feels unhappy with the proposal, if anybody hasn't consented, then it shouldn't go ahead. And this is shared to some extent with consensus decision making. But there's an important difference that we'll be looking at next week that I think is interesting to explore. And the difference is this. Here is a diagram from a book for consensus decision making, and it shows how you arrive at a decision together as a group. So you start on the left with a new topic or a new idea, and usually what you do is close it down very quickly. You just have a vote, you say yes or no, and then you close the discussion. And that's usually how we think of sexual consent as well. But really what you want is to allow opinions to diverge. You get differences emerging, conflicts can get very difficult, and then eventually you converge again, and you arrive at a conclusion that everybody's happy with, and you make a decision and you have closure. So there's a lot of links here with this feminist idea of consent, but I think the important difference is that a feminist ethics of sexual negotiation doesn't guarantee the closure. There's no guarantee that you will actually agree on anything at the end. There's no guarantee that anything will happen at all. And I think this is a really powerful and challenging way of thinking about collaboration. And so my question is, could we apply this to graphic design? Well, the obvious problem, of course, is that usually in a design project, even if it's consensual, even if you're using these very radical collaborative methods, you want an outcome at the end. You know, you have to agree on something, you need to, whatever, print the PDF, or you need to put the website online, and it needs to look good. And there's a common idea that if you make things too collaborative, then you can't do this. And this is illustrated quite nicely, I think, by this cartoon that you probably know from The Oatmeal, called How a Web Design Goes Straight to Hell. And I just include it here because I think it's quite nice. So you start with this horrible design, the original website. It's all in Comic Sans. It's got animated GIFs. You do away with it. You make a nice, clean, new design. And all goes well until the client starts wanting to get involved and starts asking their friends what they think and asking their mother what they think. And what you end up with is a horrible, hideous compromise that's actually worse than the original thing. Now, this is obviously a funny example, and it's a nightmare that I'm sure we all recognize from doing our own client work. But there's an interesting cultural message, I think, in there, which is that really, if you want to arrive at a design, you need to iron out those differences, and you can't just have everybody having their say all in there like a free-for-all. I think it could be interesting to challenge this idea. And I think as designers and programmers, we're very well placed to think, how could we deal with collaboration in a more intelligent way so that we don't end up with an abomination like this? And that's what we'll be doing at Interactivos next week. Oh, very nice. I don't think my font is installed on this computer. So what we'll be doing is we'll be looking at how you arrive at a process for a design. So starting off from the left of a number of possibilities, different proposals, going through an editing process where you decide which ones to use. And then finally, you have the finished result, the PDF, at the end. And we'll be really looking in detail at what happens during this process. So firstly, we'll be looking at this grown zone. What does it mean to allow differences and conflict and different desires to coexist without trying to force them into some kind of closure? And then secondly, how could we visualize that in the final result? And the exact tools that we use for that will depend on the interests and skills of the group, but we'll be taking inspiration from projects like this one. Sorry to embarrass you, Christoph. This is Christoph Haag's Project Forkable, which I think is really nice. Despite the name, it's a project that allows multiple possibilities or iterations of a design to coexist without forking the project. And you can run a script that will generate a different possibility each time from various proposals. So that's one example of the sort of thing that we might be making and what it might look like. Yeah, I'm excited to see where it will go. As I say, it's very open, so come and chat to me if you are interested in being involved. It'll be documented here, so yeah, keep in touch.
Any questions?
Sorry, you mentioned the grown zone very briefly there, but when during your introduction mentioned the social aspect of it and the difficulty of coming to a conclusion, how much of it do you think the software will affect the way people behave?
On the website there, you can see some of the examples of the research I've been doing. One of them was a workshop recently in Rotterdam where we were looking at exactly this question. So we were looking at how the interface that you use to express your vote, for example,
nuestro voto influye en las elecciones, en las opciones. Así que si hay distintas opciones digitales, e-consensus está también la de Lorea para la toma de decisiones, y todas tratan el consenso de modos diferentes. Por ello, sí, creo que es muy importante entender que cuando hablamos de consentimiento o acuerdo, ¿qué es lo que queremos decir con esto? Cuando hablamos de diseñar una herramienta, sí va a influir, y hay grandes diferencias entre las distintas herramientas disponibles. Algo tan sencillo como hay un botón de quizá o hay una opción para vetar o rechazar una propuesta, no todos los sistemas lo tienen. Y esto es lo que vamos a contemplar desde el punto de vista filosófico.
It's a pity I can't be there.
Es una pena que no pueda estar aquí la próxima semana porque me siento muy curioso o siento curiosidad sobre cómo vamos a hacer esto. Cuando vais a preparar distintos escenarios, vais a documentarlos. Bueno, vamos a empezar con un experimento analógico. Vamos a ver simplemente cómo trabajamos juntos. Y de nuevo, como he dicho, en la página web hay algunos ejemplos de distintas votaciones o mecanismos de votación analógicos y veremos cómo lo codificamos más adelante.
We have plans to allow for a fork, so if you can't get a common consensus, you maybe have different
versions. Puede suceder cuando no hay un consenso para el almacenaje de distintas versiones. Sí, lo que realmente me gusta sobre el proyecto que he mostrado de Christopher es la pregunta de si sería posible permitir que las diferencias coexistan sin fastidiar el proyecto. Si hay grandísimas diferencias, debemos dirigirnos a caminos diferentes. A mí lo que me interesa socialmente es si podemos intentar y permitir que las diferencias confluyan, pero por supuesto depende del contexto. En la zona de conflicto inicial, las personas tienen que trabajar con y enfrentarse a temas y opiniones divergentes. Lo que me interesa es cuáles son los requisitos previos. Me pregunto si hay reglas que hay que más o menos cumplir, que o establecer previamente. Me parece que algunas de estas destrezas sociales deben ser algo flexibles y quizás sea este un área que puedan explorar. Algunas veces hablamos de destrezas sociales en los círculos políticos. Impiden que las mismas personas estén en la misma sala. Yo no sé cómo vais a trabajar con este tipo de comunicación o si es un área que habéis explorado. Bueno, creo que esta es un área filosófica grande, más que una pregunta. Sin embargo, gracias de todos modos por plantearlo. Creo que la confianza es realmente importante. Y sería interesante ver la semana que viene si podemos ingeniarnos para ver cuáles son los requisitos previos. Yo estoy interesada en la definición feminista del consenso, que es muy exigente. Hay personas que dicen que es demasiado estrecha, quizá demasiado exigente. Así que sí, quizá necesitemos unas reglas básicas. Habrá que verlo. Gracias.